We have got a couple things of housekeeping before we start moving. The committee could get called a couple more times during the course of the day. Let's all be optimistic. First thing on our agenda is to adopt the committee rules. I need to go on the work session to do that, right?
It would be helpful, yes.
Open up work session for purpose of adopting committee rules. I think the only thing, these all look pretty standard, but this does say a quorum is three.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mr. Chairman, I move the adoption of the rules.
Senator Metzger has moved the adoption of the rules. Is there any discussion?
I second that motion.
You don't have to.
You don't need to. I'd like to, though.
Senator Decker just seconded the motion that you didn't need to second. No discussion. The rules are adopted. Close the work session. We've got about 20 minutes before we're called to the floor, so we'll go through these. We have, over the course of the committee that Senator Metzger and I chaired, the three committee meetings as the co-committee that we had during the course of the week, we've had 3 days of testimony. Most of the testimony that we have to date on the bills before us has been taken. We will have a brief time of public testimony if anybody wants to testify. However, I don't think anybody will. So let's proceed by opening a work session on SB 1000. Would you stand up, please present the bill?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 1000 is the construction lien bill. You have a fiscal impact at your place, but uses a lot of words to say I think there's not much fiscal impact. This is Representative Merkley's bill, but I don't think he's here.
That's
Senator Nelson.
That's a. Would anyone like to hear more information about the bill? Is there anybody here that's dying to put something on the record? Would somebody like to move the bill?
Mr. Chairman, I move that Senate Bill 1000 be moved to the floor to do that.
I second that.
Senator Metzger has moved Senate Bill 1000 to the floor to do pass recommendation. Senator Decker has seconded the motion. He didn't need to second. Is there any discussion? Discussion? Any objection? So moved. Carrier will be, you move it, you carry it, Senator Metzger.
Okay. I remember that.
Remember that for now. open work session on Senate Bill 1001. This bill is Jim in the room. Jim Anderson? Not here.
No.
Pete, would you come forward real quick? Jim handed me this in the hall, a amendment. I feel awkward putting testimony on amendment without the person who's advocating for the amendment being here, but you wanted to put something on the record.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I appreciate the chance to talk with you about this. My name is Pete Shepherd. I'm the Deputy Attorney General. This is the same concept that you all heard earlier this week. I won't revisit any of that, of course. I've received a copy of a letter to Mr. Anderson from Attorney Mike Crew for the Oregon Medical Association describing what I think is the same concept that you have in front of you. I'll just say briefly that this is a standard compact. Each state needs to enact it in substantially the same form. In my judgment, the amendment that's been proposed at least raises a question about whether if we adopted it, we would be adopting then a compact in substantially the same form as that, which all the other 40-some-odd states that have adopted the same amendment, same compact, have adopted. So it would be the Attorney General's request that this concept that's been suggested, as to the merits of which I don't have a view, but that be added to the list of things that be examined during the interim rather than added at this time. It seems that the concept is designed at a sensible approach, as I understand it, is to make it easier for professionals who are not employed by the government to go to another state and render assistance. On its face, seems like an idea that seems worth examining, but it could be a substantial departure from what the compact currently says.
Any questions?
Sure.
Senator Mezulie.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just for clarification, does this apply just within the United States, or does this go to international Canada or whatever?
Mr. Chair, Senator Mezulie, this compact only applies between the states.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Scott, Jim, would you guys like to talk about this amendment? Quickly? Briskly? Hi.
Good afternoon. Thank you. Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is Scott Gallen. I'm with the Oregon Medical Association. In having my counsel review the bill in our analysis, and no one has disagreed with it, it contemplates a state asking professionals or electricians or others to go in a team to another state and providing services in a natural disaster or other disaster circumstance. It doesn't provide for indemnification for private citizens who, when asked and volunteer to go on these teams, to be indemnified from exposure, as it provides for limitations for state or government employees or officers of the state. All this amendment is attempting to do is to say that when asked, the state would indemnify professionals or other citizens who have been asked and go with the team to another state from unlimited exposure to liability. That's the issue. It's that simple.
Since this is on us at this very second, is this something you want to lose the bill over, or is this something you want to work on in the House? Or? I mean, just getting right to the point. Do you want us?
Well, Mr. Chairman, let me say this: if you indemnify private citizens, you do not limit someone from the ability to file a suit claiming negligence or otherwise. It merely says that if you're asking a private citizen to participate in this in a team on behalf of the state to help out in Pennsylvania or Florida, that they're not personally carrying that liability obligation on their own shoulders. In other words, you're providing a disincentive for individuals with expertise from participating and helping. You know, they may choose to accept the entire liability, but it would seem logical to me that if a state asks private citizens to do this, that you would indemnify them just like you do government employees or officers of a state.
Well, Mr. Chair, the issue here is that if we do this amendment, then it affects, potentially could affect the amendment according to Mr. Shepard's testimony. Is that?
Can you come forward again?
Is that what we're understanding here?
Here's an option. Since we're running low on time, and it's an option I think I'd like to do. Why don't we post this next time that the committee meets? Maybe you guys could go in the hall and work on this.
Mr. Chairman, we'd be happy to do that.
Mr. Chairman, I asked a question, though.
Certainly.
So, as we're coming back, because the way I read this, and I'm not an attorney, but when you come back to us, is that what Mr. Gallant was saying is when a state asks one of our citizens to go and help out on behalf of the state, my question would be, is that not covered in here as officers of the state in that regard? I just wonder if it's covered, and maybe when you come back, that question could be answered.
I think we need to be real clear that the enactment of this interstate compact would not change the status quo as to the liability of a volunteer who wants to go to another state and volunteer their services. The enactment of this only would apply to government employees who are going to another state pursuant to an order or request made under the compact. So this is not a change in any way in the status quo. The proposed amendment would change the status quo. So,
and with that, I think we're going to close the work session. Perhaps you guys could go in the hall and stay close because we could be back quickly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Close the work session on Senate Bill 1001. Open work session on Senate Bill 1002. Would you, staff, please present the bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is the state treasurer's bill to allow them to issue tax anticipation notes. You have a fiscal statement at your spot. Treasurer's office here is available for questions.
This is the chance bill. Does anyone need any more clarification on the bill? What are the wishes of the committee?
I would move this bill to the floor. Recommendation.
Senator Nelson has moved with recommendation, Senate Bill 1002, to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any seconds?
I will second that bill.
Senator Deckard has second, Senate Bill 2002. Objection? Bill passes.
I don't know the rules, Dave.
Senator Nelson is carrying Senate Bill 1002. Close the work session on Senate Bill 1002. Open up our session on Senate Bill 1003. Would staff present the bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. This is the lottery bond bill. You have a fiscal and a revenue at your spot. The people from Florida, Portland, and Economic Development here if you have questions.
What are the wishes of the committee? This is not only channel deepening, but also library, science buildings, and a few other projects. Right? Nodding? Let the record show nodding. Does anyone need to have more information, clarification? What are the wishes of the committee?
What?
Senator Decker, are you going to move?
I'll move that one. I might as well carry two in a row now. So this is deep, close to my heart, so I would move Senate Bill 103 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Nelson has moved Senate Bill 103 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so moved. Close the work session on Senate Bill 1003. Open work session on Senate Bill 1004. Would the staff present the bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. This is the Kerr School District bonding bill. You have a fiscal and a revenue statement at your spot, and Kerr is here to answer questions and school board and the security people.
Let the record show more head nodding. Senator Metzler.
I have a question, Mr. Chair. Thank you. There's been some discrepancy as to how much the percentage savings would be with this bill. At today's markets.
Come on down.
They're moving swiftly.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Jim Green with the Oregon School Boards Association. Senator Messerly, that's a question that really can't be answered because it doesn't mandate school districts to go into the bonding program. It's voluntary, so the districts would enter it, and it depends on when they get into the market. Right now, the rate's currently at 6.75% as opposed to the 8% that PERS is charging. We think of it more as a cost containment because we know our employer contribution rate's going to go up from 12.73% what it's currently at. They can buy that down and the rate goes up. It's really more of a cost containment than any sort of savings, but it's an ability for us to at least try to get that cost containment measure out there now.
Further questions? What are the wishes of the committee? What's that?
I will move.
Senator Messerly has moved Senate Bill 1004 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any further discussion?
I second that motion.
Senator Decker to second the motion. Is there any objection? So moved. Close the work session on Senate Bill 1004. The carry for that is Senator Messerly. Stay tuned because we could be back.
Yep.
Close the committee, especially on economic stimulus, and see you at the floor.
Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That was that.